Hello, Saturday Nation. Sorry in advance for the audio quality of this particular message. I have to share an experience I just had with Doug the Mattress Man. Now, you may have heard last week I recorded a podcast. I bought my daughter a new bed. So it got me thinking, hey, me and my wife and I, rather, we don't have a new bed. I don't even remember the last time we bought a new bed. I want memory foam. Memory foam went around when I was buying beds back in the day. I want memory foam. So I went out on a search, and I went to a mattress store, Sleep Outfitters, here in Cincinnati, and a guy named Doug took me through the sales process that every single person should be modeling. Let me take you through what he did and how you can use this in your business. It was amazing. He was excited. He greeted me with a smile. He shook me in the hand. He looked me in the eye, got my name. Before I left, he got my phone number and email, and not just a fake email I give out to people. So when they send it, it goes, can't be delivered type thing. I mean, who wants to give a mattress salesman their email, right? I did. I didn't buy today, but holy cow. By the way, do you know how expensive beds are? That's a whole different story. One of them was 12 grand, man. A split king memory foam Tempur-Pedic cooling system. I mean, this thing was like a forklift. It could lift you in the air up and levitate and cool you down and heat you up. I think it does everything but actually get to sleep for you. Amazing. Who knew you could spend 12 grand on a bed? I'm not doing it. But here's what happened, man. You know that when you walk by the way, I've gotten to way too many podcasts about beds. I did one last month about the guy in the mall who I was witnessing just standing there all day. And then, of course, the one about my daughter's bed that collapsed. And now this one. I don't know what it is, man. I guess everything happens in threes, right? But there's a story. There's just, if you look for the story in every interaction with people, like there's nobody in this store. You could have shot a freaking cannonball and not hit anybody. There was nobody. The parking lot's bigger than a professional sports stadium. And the only car in it was Doug's and then mine. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm so dreading this, because you walk in and you feel like you're just a piece of meat dropped in a piranha tank. And so I walk in the double doors. I got my McDonald's coffee. I just spent $1.58 on it, 2 in the afternoon, kind of an appetite depressant. It's an off day at the gym, so I'm not going to be eating a lot, blah, 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 blah. And I walk in, and Doug greets me. And I'm like, oh, hello there. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Monty, the mattress salesman's going to hit me up. But it was enjoyable, man. I mean, it was a little awkward and corny at first. You know, we got the old I laid on like 7 beds in the store, and he started with the first one, top of the line. He goes, go ahead, lay on there. Now turn over. Do you flip and flop? Now, do you feel the pain? Do you suffer from neck pain? Matter of fact, I do have neck pain. Do you have upper shoulder? Matter of fact, after days I lift, I got pretty bad upper back pain, shoulder pain. He goes, yeah, well, see how that kind of memory foam sucks you in and that firm foam? And he's going through the demo, and I'm thinking, damn, this guy's got it going on. And it's not that he knew. He did know a lot. I mean, probably way too much. But if you're going to know something about something and you're a mattress salesman, you might as well know about how mattresses go, I guess, right? I mean, it makes sense. Here's what my point. Very few people have the passion for what they're selling like Doug has to sell a damn mattress. And I walked out of there laughing my tail off about the experience in a good way. Like he was and then we'd move from the Tempur-Pedic top end bed down to the Stearn and Foster medium size. And then we tried coil, and then we tried hybrid and foam and coil, and then coil only and foam only and soft foam and firm foam. And by the time I left, man, like, damn, I know a lot about Matt. Thank you. So that was actually, and I got it. I understood. And here's what he sold. You ready? The big R word. I tell everybody the big R word. Result. Now, Sam, we spend a third of our life on our back sleeping, okay, or on our side. We spend a third of your life sleeping. Doesn't it make sense to do a little bit of due diligence and spend a little bit more money on something? Now, that's a sales pitch, but it's true. It's one thing if it's not true and it's a sales pitch. It's another thing if it actually is true. It's true. We spend a third of our lives sleeping if you take 7-8 hours of each day. So, yeah. And then he's right. And then he's talking about the difference in the padding and things like that. I'm telling you, man, I left there thinking, dude, you could sell ice to an Eskimo. I mean, this guy is what everybody, every entrepreneur, every salesperson, every business person should be as passionate. And he doesn't even own the store. He's just a salesman working in the store. I wish he was my salesman. He was good. I mean, good. And I just got jacked up, and I thought, I got to pull over, record a quick podcast about this to inspire you, the Everyday is Saturday listener, to get as jacked up about whatever it is that you do on a regular basis. Now, he might have crashed and burned when I left and laid on one of those beds and said, damn, that's a lot of work. I hope I don't get another customer for the next 4 hours. He might be laying on one of those memory foam beds passed out right now because it's the only demo he does all day. But I'll tell you what, for the 30 minutes I was in the store, I felt valuable. I felt informed. I didn't feel like he was trying to sell me, even though he tried everything to get me to buy today, but he did it in a pretty cool way. I mean, look, if you're a salesperson, you got to ask for the order. That's why you're in sale. I mean, like Zig Ziglar said, show me a salesperson who doesn't sell, and I'll show you a guy with skinny kids, you know? So he has to sell. I was waiting for the close. There's nothing wrong with selling once you've delivered value. It's like speaking on the platform on stage. You're allowed to sell that last 15 minutes on stage once you've delivered 75 minutes of great content. And I'm like, bring it on, man. Sell me. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking, sell me, brother. Bring on the close. Let's go. Let's see what you got. Ask for the order. And he did more than once. He asked for it like 4 times. And so, man, I'm jacked up. I love sales. I was born and raised in sales. I love it. It's my whole career with sales. I sell now, and I love it. I love what I do. You should love it. Never apologize for asking for the order. Never apologize to get excited about your product. Never apologize to have people to do business with you, man. If not, you're going to have skinny kids. So get after it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.